Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now on the D&M Leasing Hotline, we bring to you Texas Rangers broadcaster. It is Matt Hicks. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Kevin and Corey. Good to be able to talk with you guys.
Were you, I know we've started to understand the logic and reasons behind why, but were you surprised when we heard the news yesterday that Bruce Bochy would not be back as the Rangers manager?
Mildly, maybe.
Yeah.
But really, no, because obviously here toward the end of the season, anywhere we went, you know, we would talk with colleagues and other people associated with other clubs. And, the question that we got every time was, you know, is Bochy coming back? You know, when does his contract end? Stuff like this. And to be honest, I don't think I really had a good read. I mean, it sounds like a cop out to say that I was 50-50 on it, which is what I told people. And that's kind of how I felt. I think maybe, really in the last couple of weeks, if I had to lean in one direction, I would have leaned into the direction of no, that he wouldn't be back. Not because, he didn't enjoy managing this club. I think he did. And I think that he was even looking ahead to some things in 2026, but I don't know. Just sometimes you look at someone. Bruce Bochy makes great eye contact. Just the eye to eye contact that I had with him here in recent days, just something told me that he's probably leaning on not coming back. But, you know, I don't know as though, you know, here, certainly here, if we'll know all of the reasons, maybe we will. I found it interesting in the late press conference yesterday with Chris Young, one of the questions that he got asked, his response to that question was that in his conversation with Boch, that he didn't have all the answers. So obviously, you know, Boch had some questions for him, and maybe CY had answers to some of those questions and some of the others he didn't. But if Bochy's asking questions of CY about 2026, clearly there was some level of interest in returning, right?
Or he
wouldn't have asked any of those questions.
When you said that Chris Young said he didn't have some of the answers, correct me if I'm wrong, because I listened to that presser as well. It sounds like, especially when it comes to the payroll, I know he said like they would probably be younger and cheaper, but it still sounded like there was a pretty high degree of uncertainty when it comes to what exactly that payroll will look like.
Yeah, other than the in terms of an exact number, other than the fact that I think we can all fairly confidently assume that it's going to be a lower number than what we've been dealing with here, certainly in 2025 and even 2024. Where that number is going to fall, you know, it would just be speculation on any of our parts. And I don't know, maybe that was one of the questions that he wanted answered. And maybe it was a question that Chris Young, quite honestly, could not answer.
Yeah.
One of the things that we have certainly witnessed during Chris Young's time being in charge is that he has been very creative in figuring out ways to, you know, put 26 guys on the field, and you, you know, you think you might have an idea about in what direction they're going to go, and then, you know, they end up going in another direction. So, you know, I fully believe that CY is going to do whatever he can do with whatever constraints that there may be on him to put the best team on the field, you know, every year that that he's in charge. And, you know, what that number is going to be for 2026 and beyond, you know, who knows? But, you know, how many of us in spring training this year, when the bullpen finally got put together, you know, came out of surprise going, all right, well, our bullpens, they're just going to lock people down.
Right.
And that, you know, we didn't have a bona fide closer. But I think if you are honestly assessing the kind of bullpen that CY put together in 2026 and how they finished and what they did for the course of the year, certainly had to exceed expectations.
Yeah.
You know, and there were a lot of things that were tied together, I think, like Patrick Corbin's performance all year and how he being in the rotation for the entire season and not having to go on the IL helped the bullpen achieve what it was able to achieve. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that get tied together there. You know, there are people that have, you know, career years and or just better seasons or just improved from the previous year. And I think we saw that when it comes to, you know, guys in the bullpen. So, you know, who knows how this is going to all shake out. But I don't think there's any question about the fact that that had to be one of the things that they discussed.
The last 3 years, obviously year one was the most fun because World Series.
Right.
But over these last 3 years, you've gotten to spend a lot of time around Bochy. What are we losing with his exit?
What you're losing is the experience and know-how of how to run a team and a clubhouse on a daily basis. And there really are no comparables right now to what Bruce Bochy has done, not just for the Rangers, but what he did for the Giants, what he did coming up as a younger manager with the Padres. His ability to, you know, when he walks into the room, players look up to him. They respond to him. They understand that he knows what it takes to get them to the top. And so there's just that automatic respect and understanding.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That this is what we need to point toward, and this is how, and this is what we need to do to get there. So any other manager that, you know, doesn't have this lofty standing has got to work to earn that respect, to earn the trust of the players in the clubhouse. And that's something that, you know, Bochy didn't really have to work at all when he came here because everybody, you know, knows who he is and what he's done and how just special he really is. And, you know, and beyond that, He's a humble guy. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And he's just a lot of fun to be around. And so, you know, we're missing that unparalleled leadership, but we're also missing someone that I think in some way, in some small way, we'd all become attached to. And so, you know, I'm obviously a little sad that he's not going to be back.
Same.
But I mean, you know, CY certainly left the door open. If he wants to take an advisory role in the front office, I think we would all just, you know, love to have him in any kind of, you know, capacity to be associated with the Texas Rangers. But obviously, you know, other things are happening right now, right? It's the end of the regular season. The postseason begins today. There are some managerial openings that are out there. Obviously, with the Giants firing Bob Melvin, there's all sorts of speculation. I don't know. Me personally, I don't see that happening. But like I said, with whether or not Boach was going to be back again, I put that at 50-50. I would not be surprised at anything that does happen here in the next couple of days.
So in the last 8 months, we have seen the trade of Luka, the trade of Micah Parsons. Do you think it is reasonable, or perhaps more than reasonable, that Rangers fans may see their favorite player go away from the team this offseason?
So I'm wondering, in your opinion, who are Rangers fans? Who's their favorite player?
Well, it's Nathan Eovaldi, obviously.
Well,
no.
And I guess, Hixie, my concern is maybe your favorite player is Seager or Semien or Adolis or Heim or Young. You know, like, I'm concerned that is a huge swath of potential favorite players that may be not with the team anymore.
Yeah. Well, obviously anything can happen. And I said this on one of our, pardon me, I said this on one of our RSN broadcasts the other day when we were asked about predictions for 2026. And that is to expect the unexpected.
Yeah.
And so, again, I mean, nothing really would surprise me. I think, actually, let me take that back. I think it would surprise me if Nathan Eovaldi were involved.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree.
He is, again, his value beyond what he does as a pitcher. I think there's so much more value there to him being in that clubhouse and being the sort of leader that he is, that I would be surprised if he were involved in something. Now, having said that, I think I would also be surprised if Seager and Semien were involved.
Hmm.
But I'm not going to discount that that's certainly a possibility, because when you get back again to the whole money situation and how they want that to look, you know, in 2026 and in years beyond, you can't, as the man in charge, you know, CY cannot take a whole bunch of things and take it off the table and say, well, this is not something that we're going to entertain. So I think that there's probably a lot that is going to be on the table here this offseason. And who knows, you know, where all of that goes. And, you know, Seager still has a number of years left. He's got like, 6 years left on his deal. And I think Semien's got 3 years left on his deal. But, you know, Adolis Garcia would be, arbitration eligible with his contract having just expired. And so how the Rangers handle that obviously is a big question mark. I think a lot of people were looking at these last couple of games as being the last time you're going to see Adolis Garcia in a Ranger uniform. That's certainly possible. He might be back for next year. But again, you know, how that plays out is something that is up in the air, and who knows. I'm not in a position to be a betting man when it comes to who goes and who stays. And
right.
It is certainly something way above my pay grade. So,
do you get the feeling, and we haven't really gotten a chance to talk to him, but Skip Schumacher is a favorite in that room?
Or the only candidate?
Well, let's put it this way. If you're Chris Young, Skip Schumacher can't be the only candidate, right? I think you have to vet as many potential managerial candidates as you can. But the fact that he was brought on board, you know, for the 2025 season in an advisory role, clearly a guy who I think has a great deal of respect in the game, you know, was the National League Manager of the Year, 2 years ago with the Marlins. And I've had a couple of conversations with him, you know, none of them, of great import, nothing that would lead me to believe, you know, one way or the other that, you know, this is something that he's shooting for. But, you know, you don't bring in a guy of that stature and who has got, you know, a track record of being a manager who in particular did well with a young club. You don't bring him in house if you don't think that, you wanted to have him so that if a situation like this arose that, you know, he could be one of the leading candidates. And so, quite obviously, you know, you've got to consider him as being the top candidate right now. But you'd have to think that there are at least a couple of others that CY would have in mind to want to talk to.
Well, we appreciate you jumping on with us so quickly after a wild 24 hours already. Thank you very much, good sir.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
There you go. Matt Hicks right here in your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
We're very lucky to have Matt Hicks. I've always, like, since the day one, he's a gem of a broadcaster, dude. He's really good.
And you know what? And if you just look at, like, that trio, obviously Eric Nadel is on with G-Bag Nation every single week. All of the shows talk with Jared all of the time. Hicks is always really giving of his time. And I always think they're insightful. They have different perspectives.
Absolutely different perspectives.
But I always think they're insightful. And like you said at the very beginning of the show, I am sad that we won't get to talk with Boach in-depth baseball stuff every single week. Even if in the grand scheme of things and the direction the Rangers are going to go, this is probably best for all parties. It still sucks. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.